A muddy path off the old Pali Highway in an area of Nu'uanu known as Luakaha takes you through a bamboo forest alongside ancient irrigation ditches to what remains of Kaniakapupu, the summer retreat of Kauikeaouli Kamehameha III and Queen Kalama.
It said that Kauikeaouli came up here to get away from the rigors of running the government, so it was a good place for him. He would gamble and, you know, drink and get away from the pressures of running the country.
Baron Ching is a member of a group of volunteers who care for the ruins and the surrounding area. Kaniakapupu was built in 1835 at about the same time and in similar fashion to Kawaiahao Church in downtown Honolulu.
Built sort of Western style, with mortar, plaster, piligrass roof. Basically, was one big room, and that's the cooking house. You had a wooden lanai that went around to the edge of these stones. You had a piligrass roof which extended to the edge of these stones. And of course, the paved-stone walkway was a lot smoother in those days.
Kauikeaouli reigned for 29 years, beginning in 1825. Ching says it was here that he wrote parts of the first constitution of the Kingdom of Hawaii in 1840. Kaniakapupu was also the site of one of the biggest parties in the history of Hawaii, the 1843 celebration of Restoration Day, or La Hoihoiea.
You know, the British occupied Hawaii from about February 24th, 1843. Until Rear Admiral Richard Thomas arrives in Honolulu Harbor on July 25th. Thomas decides that, yeah, it was all hyped up and was like there was no reason to seize Hawaii.
That's right. For 5 months in 1843, the Hawaiian Kingdom was occupied by rogue agents of the British Crown.
And so what happens is that on July 31st becomes the official day to restore Hawaii, the independence of Hawaii. They said the entire city of Honolulu came. 10,000 people came over that road, just came up, and celebrated La Hoihoi'ea.
According to Ching, Kaniakapupu was abandoned shortly after Kauikeaouli's death in 1853. The site was added to the National Register of Historic Places in the 1960s, and stewardship of the area continues through today. La Hoihoi'ea festivities also continue every year at Thomas Square in Honolulu, but Ching hopes to one day return the celebration to Kaniakapupu, where it all began. Kuvehirishi, HPR News.